2022年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷，英语班级检测四。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
One, wow, there are so many kinds of books. I like storybooks. What about you?
I prefer science books. I'm interested in the unknown world.
Wow, there are so many kinds of books. I like storybooks. What about you?
I prefer science books. I'm interested in the unknown world.
Two. I heard your brother Stephen will come back from Italy tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. It's next week. But he will go to England next month.
I heard your brother Stephen will come back from Italy tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. It's next week. But he will go to England next month. Three. What's wrong with you, Kate?
Mr. Jordan, I hurt my leg when I ran on the playground just now. Maybe I need to ask you for leave.
Okay, and let me send you to the hospital now. What's wrong with you, Kate?
Mr. Jordan, I hurt my leg when I ran on the playground just now. Maybe I need to ask you for leave.
Okay, and let me send you to the hospital now.
Four. Dale, you look tired. Did you stay up late for the English test?
Not really. I watched a football game till midnight.
Oh, staying up late is bad for your health.
Yeah, I know. I promise I won't do that again.
Dale, you look tired. Did you stay up late for the English test?
Not really. I watched a football game till midnight.
Oh, staying up late is bad for your health.
Yeah, I know. I promise I won't do that again.
Five. How was your summer vacation, Tim?
It was exciting. I went to Laojun Mountain, and I really had fun there.
Sounds great. I heard Shaolin Temple is wonderful as well. Why don't we go there together next time?
That's a good idea.
How was your summer vacation, Tim?
It was exciting. I went to Laojun Mountain, and I really had fun there.
Sounds great. I heard Shaolin Temple is wonderful as well. Why don't we go there together next time?
That's a good idea.
听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Good morning, this is Spring Restaurant. What can I do for you?
Morning. I'd like to order lunch for my family.
Got it. Today's specials are chicken rice, spicy beef noodles, and salad. What would you like to order?
Two chicken rice and one spicy beef noodles, please.
Okay, sir. Anything else? We also offer free sweet banana cakes.
Sounds great. Then two pieces of banana cake.
Two is enough? You order lunch for three people, don't you?
Because my son doesn't have a sweet tooth.
Okay. Your food will be sent before 12:30 p.m. Remember to pick up the phone.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Spring Restaurant. What can I do for you?
Morning. I'd like to order lunch for my family.
Got it. Today's specials are chicken rice, spicy beef noodles, and salad. What would you like to order?
2 chicken rice and 1 spicy beef noodles, please.
Okay, sir. Anything else? We also offer free sweet banana cakes.
Sounds great. Then 2 pieces of banana cake.
2 is enough? You order lunch for 3 people, don't you?
Because my son doesn't have a sweet tooth.
Okay. Your food will be sent before 12:30 p.m. Remember to pick up the phone.
Thank you.
Bill, it will be sunny tomorrow. Let's go somewhere special. Do you have any ideas?
Let me think, Tina. We can go to the Space World or the City Zoo.
I went to the Space World with my parents a month ago. Have you been there?
No, but I have been to the Water World twice. What about the Tea Museum?
It's a good place to go. I haven't been there yet.
Me neither. I want to go there to know about the tea culture. Do you want to go there with me?
Yes. Shall we go there by bike?
I agree. Let's make it at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. See you. Bill, it will be sunny tomorrow. Let's go somewhere special. Do you have any ideas?
Let me think, Tina. We can go to the Space World or the City Zoo.
I went to the Space World with my parents a month ago. Have you been there?
No, but I have been to the Water World twice. What about the Tea Museum?
It's a good place to go. I haven't been there yet.
Me neither. I want to go there to know about the tea culture. Do you want to go there with me?
Yes. Shall we go there by bike?
I agree. Let's make it at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay. See you. Hi, I'm Monica from Class 5. I want to introduce my best friend Alice. We live in the same neighborhood, and she is a very warm-hearted girl. She always helps people in need. We used to be classmates in primary school, but now we are in different schools. Alice is better at math and Chinese than me, so she often helps me with them. In fact, Chinese is her favorite subject, and she dreams to be a writer in the future. In her free time, she reads lots of Chinese novels and writes some short stories. She is so good at writing that she won the first prize in the writing competition last month. I'm so proud of her. Hi, I'm Monica from Class 5. I want to introduce my best friend Alice. We live in the same neighborhood, and she is a very warm-hearted girl. She always helps people in need. We used to be classmates in primary school, but now we are in different schools. Alice is better at math and Chinese than me, so she often helps me with them. In fact, Chinese is her favorite subject, and she dreams to be a writer in the future. In her free time, she reads lots of Chinese novels and writes some short stories. She is so good at writing that she won the first prize in the writing competition last month. I'm so proud of her.
Excuse me, madam. You have to buy another ticket.
Why? I just need to buy an adult ticket.
But you need to pay for your son's and daughter's tickets.
My son and daughter are less than 1.2 meters tall. I don't need to buy children's tickets for them.
Well, you can take one little kid in your arms, but the other kid needs a seat, so you need to pay for it.
No, I've never heard of this rule.
I hope you can understand. The rule is to protect the safety of passengers.
Okay. How much do I need to pay for a child's ticket?
A child's ticket is half of an adult ticket. You need to pay another 30 yuan for a child's ticket.
Here you are.
Thank you for your understanding. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Excuse me, madam. You have to buy another ticket.
Why? I just need to buy an adult ticket.
But you need to pay for your son's and daughter's tickets.
My son and daughter are less than 1.2 meters tall. I don't need to buy children's tickets for them.
Well, you can take one little kid in your arms, but the other kid needs a seat, so you need to pay for it.
No, I've never heard of this rule.
I hope you can understand. The rule is to protect the safety of passengers.
Okay. How much do I need to pay for a child's ticket?
A child's ticket is half of an adult ticket. You need to pay another 30 yuan for a child's ticket.
Here you are.
Thank you for your understanding. Have a good trip.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Today I will talk about after-school activities. Each of us has different after-school activities. They can relax our bodies and minds. My father is a great pianist, and I am interested in piano under his influence. So I usually take a piano lesson after finishing my homework. My father is my best teacher. Jim, an active boy, enjoys playing soccer with friends who have the same interests as him on the playground. Richard likes joining the English corner once a week to practice his spoken English. There he can see English movies and chat with others. Reading is one of Gina's favorite hobbies, and she has kept it for 11 years. She often goes to a bookstore to buy some books which are helpful for her study. The last person I want to mention is Lucy, who is a quiet girl in class. She often draws what she thinks and loves. That brings her great pleasure. Good morning, everyone. Today I will talk about after-school activities. Each of us has different after-school activities. They can relax our bodies and minds. My father is a great pianist, and I am interested in piano under his influence. So I usually take a piano lesson after finishing my homework. My father is my best teacher. Jim, an active boy, enjoys playing soccer with friends who have the same interests as him on the playground. Richard likes joining the English corner once a week to practice his spoken English. There he can see English movies and chat with others. Reading is one of Gina's favorite hobbies, and she has kept it for 11 years. She often goes to a bookstore to buy some books which are helpful for her study. The last person I want to mention is Lucy, who is a quiet girl in class. She often draws what she thinks and loves. That brings her great pleasure.